and has to roam wide. Able to defend the situation in the end. And Bazanis, no nonsense. He could even launch a counter-attack. The script is written for McCormack! He's denied on the line! Extraordinary! What a clearance! Vukakovic denies McCormack the fairy tale farewell, somehow keeping it out of the back of the net.
There you go. Thanks to Fox Sports, an action-packed 2-2 draw there at Amy Park last night. Melbourne City and Newcastle Jets sharing the spoils, and the dulcet tones there of Teo Pelizzeri from Fox Sports. He joins us now here on Sports Overnight on RSN 927. What a game, Teo.
Thrilled to have your company this morning. And look, I think any game where you can't really remember a lull or the play declining in tempo too much is a good sign for the A-League, because so many games do fall victim to, you know, a 15-minute spell here or there that may be a bit light on for one team trying to push the issue. But I think tonight we saw that both teams knew the situation and knew what was at stake. It was second visiting third. It was Melbourne City trying to bridge a fairly sizable gap to Newcastle in second. And they both went for it, and the fans were rewarded with a very entertaining spectacle.
No doubt about that, Teo, and that's right, my gut feel there, watching it at the coalface, well, the City definitely deserved a point at least. Did you sort of see it that way?
No, I'm inclined to agree with you. I think that Melbourne City had so much of the possession in the first half and didn't do a great deal with it. And then in the second, they were very much on top for the first 15 minutes. Newcastle responded, credit to Ernie Merrick, with a double substitution at the hour mark, bringing some fresh legs and try to arrest Melbourne City's total control of the game. And they were then rewarded with a goal of their own to go back 2-1 in front. So Melbourne City, I think, were a good value for a point. I would have thought that if Ross McCormack's shot there had fallen in the back of the net, maybe it would have been 3 points. I wouldn't say stolen, but a bonus. But certainly a 2-2 draw at the end of the night, I think a fair result for both teams.
It was incredible there at the end, wasn't it? And summed up the night, Teo, with the last-ditch heroics there from the Jets player. And, of course, McCormack, it won't be too harsh here. What had to be a little bit cute, I guess, the way it sort of was there. And it looked almost over the line. But you sort of sensed that maybe it would get cleared there, and that's what happened. But incredible scenes.
Well, to be honest, I thought it was falling in. That I actually can't believe McCormack didn't strike it, perhaps not so much with more force, but just in a manner that would have seen it dip a little bit faster and be that much more difficult to chase down. And on McCormack, he did actually say, as far as he knows, tonight was his last game. Of course, it's been well documented by Melbourne City during the week that he's returning to his home club, Aston Villa. And Michael Zappone actually revealed on Fox Sports that the issue that is keeping him from coming back to Melbourne City and extending his loan to the end of the A-League season isn't the fee that would be required, which is six figures, over 100,000 Australian dollars, but it would be, in fact, Melbourne City fitting him in the salary cap, because he was, of course, signed as an injury replacement for Bruno Fornaroli. And I'm not sure there's a way Melbourne City would be able to fit him in the cap, because Fornaroli's time on the long-term injured list is about to expire, which means his money goes back onto the cap.
Jenna Fox Sports' very own Teo Pelizzeri here on Sports Overnight on RSN 927. An action-packed 2-2 draw there, Melbourne City and Newcastle Jets at Amy Park on Australia Day. Eve, what were the thoughts there, Teo, of the Fox Sports team and yourself on that? What I thought being there was a clear goal that was denied for City that would have seen them equalise about half hour in.
The Harrison Delbridge header, where he got a pretty good climb on Ivan Voyeta, I think was rightfully ruled out. And it's interesting because the referee's assessor, Eugene Brazzali, actually came up to me after the match and said VAR was not assessing whether or not it was a goal. VAR's message back to the referee was, in fact, we are not assessing this. It isn't something that is within the remit of VAR. So even though the Melbourne City fans were actually chanting VAR, VAR, as Andrew Nabuta was being treated, the reason the game was delayed for so long was Nabuta's treatment. It wasn't actually because the goal was being assessed by the VAR. So it was never going to stand. The referee's original call was that it was a foul, and the VAR had no means to interject and overrule it and say it was a goal.
Well, Well, all in all, the upshot was a two-all draw there, Melbourne City and Newcastle Jets in the end, and Vidicic following up his worldie the other day with a, of course, late equaliser there for Melbourne City, and then a late chance there denied there, of course, McCormick just cleared on the line there, Tao, but I've been in a bit of a tennis bubble before we chat about the A-League coming up quickly this weekend on the Australia Day long weekend, but news to me was McCormick there, so, of course, fresh great scoop there, Tao. But also, what about the new Socceroos head honcho? What's going on there? What's happened?
Well, Bert van Marwijk, who Socceroos fans may remember, was coaching Saudi Arabia against Australia during the World Cup qualifiers, is now the new national team boss. He's been signed through to the end of the World Cup, so it is a short-term contract. He does have a World Cup final on his resume with the Netherlands in 2010. The Saudis decided to sack him or let him go at the end of World Cup qualifying and not allow him to take the team he qualified for the tournament. This was, I think, primarily due to a difference in opinion on preparation. Basically, the Spanish League, all three divisions, are loaning a number of Saudi national team players during this transfer window for the last 6 months of the year. And I'm pretty sure Van Marwijk might have been opposed to that because when they play in the Saudi League, they can all meet for national team camps and prepare quite closely and quite quickly. If they're all over in Spain, different story. So he's ours now. Do I think it's a great hire? Well, I'm not convinced. The reason I think it's a little bit questionable is what does he have to gain from coaching the Socceroos? Because he's been to a World Cup final. That first match we have against France is going to be watched by millions of people. It's going to be a great opportunity and showcase for a manager to show what they can do with Australia. But Van Marwijk has been there and done it all before. He has nothing to prove with this team, really. So I'm intrigued. We've got a couple of friendlies coming up in March, and I'm sure that a lot of people will be intent on seeing who he picks and how he picks them.
And just quickly, Tao, really appreciate your time here on Sports Overnight on RSN 927. Tao Pelizzeri from Fox Sports. Of course, to all the Jets and City at Amy Park, but a massive weekend to come, both in the A-League and W-League, kick-started with that doubleheader later tonight.
Yeah, Australia Day doubleheader, Melbourne victory versus Melbourne City in both the women's and the men's. In the women's, Sydney FC needs to win to keep their hopes of the top spot on the ladder alive. Victory playing spoiler. And in the men's, Melbourne victory, great chance to leapfrog Melbourne City and their turn to go chasing the Newcastle Jets in second, which of course would mean a bye and home ground advantage in the final.
Beautiful stuff, Tao. Can't wait to hear your dulcet tones on Fox Sports again very soon and across the airwaves around Australia. Thanks again.
Always a pleasure, Scott. Great to be on.